Jeremiah chapter 2. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem. Say, Yahweh says this, I have called to mind on your behalf the covenant faithfulness of your youth, your love at the time when we were engaged, when you went after me in the wilderness, the land that was not sown. Israel was set apart to Yahweh, the first fruits of his harvest. All who ate from the first fruits were held guilty. Disaster came upon them. This is Yahweh's declaration. Hear the word of Yahweh, house of Jacob, all you clans of the house of Israel. Yahweh says this, What did your fathers find wrong with me, that they went far from following me, that they went after useless idols and became useless themselves? They did not say, Where is Yahweh, who brought us up from the land of Egypt? Where is Yahweh, who led us to the wilderness, into the land of Arabah and pits, in a land of drought and utter darkness, a land through which no one passes and where no one lives? But I brought you to the land of Carmel to eat its fruit and other good things. Yet when you came, you defiled my land, you made my inheritance an abomination. The priest did not say, Where is Yahweh? And the experts in the law did not care about me. The shepherds transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied for Baal and walked after unprofitable things. So I will still accuse you. This is Yahweh's declaration. And I will accuse your sons' sons. For cross over to the coast of Cyprus and look. Send messengers out to Kedar and find out. And see if there has ever before been anything like this. Has a nation exchanged gods, even though they were not gods? But my people have exchanged their glory for what cannot help them. Shudder, heavens, because of this. Be shocked and very desolate. This is Yahweh's declaration. For my people have committed two evils against me. They have abandoned the springs of living waters, and they have dug out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Is Israel a slave? Was he born in his master's home? So why has he become plunder? Young lions roared against him. They made a lot of noise and made his land a horror. His cities are destroyed without any inhabitants. Also the people of Memphis and Tiphanes will shave your skull. Did you not do this to yourselves when you abandoned Yahweh your God while he was leading you along the way? So now, why take the road to Egypt and drink the waters of Shihor? Why take the road to Assyria and drink the waters of the Euphrates River? Your wickedness rebukes you, and your acts of apostasy punish you. So think about it and understand that it is wicked and bitter when you abandon Yahweh your God and have no fear of me. This is the declaration of the Lord Yahweh of hosts. For in ancient days I broke your yoke. I tore your fetters off you. Still you said, I will not serve. On every high hill and beneath every leafy tree you lay down as a prostitute. I planted you as a choice vine, completely from pure seed. How then have you changed yourself into a corrupt, worthless vine? For even if you clean yourself in the river or wash with strong soap, your iniquity is a stain before me. This is a declaration of the Lord Yahweh. How can you say, I am not defiled, I have not walked after the Baals? Look at what you did in the valleys. Consider what you have done. You are a swift female camel running here and there. A wild donkey accustomed to the wilderness, in her heat sniffing the wind. Who can restrain her lust? None of the males need wear themselves out pursuing her. In her month they will find her. You must restrain your feet from becoming bare and your throat from being thirsty. But you have said, it is hopeless. No, I love strangers and go after them. Like the shame of a thief when he is found, so the house of Israel will be ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests and prophets. They are the ones who say to the tree, You are my father, and to the stone you gave birth to me. For their back faces me, and not their faces. Nevertheless, they say in the time of troubles, arise and save us. Yet where are the gods that you made for yourselves? Let them arise if they wish to save you in your time of troubles. For your idols equal your cities in number, Judah. So why do you accuse me of doing wrong? All of you have sinned against me. This is Yahweh's declaration. I have punished your people in vain. They would not accept discipline. Your sword has devoured your prophets like a destructive lion. You who belong to this generation, pay attention to my word, the word of Yahweh. Have I been a wilderness to Israel, or a land of deep darkness? Why would my people say, let us wander around, we will not go to you anymore? Will a virgin forget her jewelry, a bride her sash? Yet my people have forgotten me for days without number. How well you make your way to look for love. You have even taught your ways to wicked women. The blood that was the life of innocent, poor people has been found on your clothes. These people were not discovered in acts of burglary. Yet you say, I am innocent. Surely his anger has turned away from me. But look, I will bring down judgment on you because you say, I have not sinned. Why do you treat so very lightly this change in your ways? You will also be disappointed by Egypt, just as you were by Assyria. You will also go out from there dejected with your hands on your head, for Yahweh has rejected the ones whom you trusted, so you will not be helped by them.